Hi everyone, you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. My name is Alexandra Fernandez and I am your host today. I am joined by Chris Morris today in our virtual studio. Chris is the festival coordinator of the Homegrown Live Music Festival, and we are here to talk about the festival that is happening on Saturday, May 6th. So welcome onto CFRC's airwaves, Chris. How are you doing?
Great. Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us to talk about Homegrown, which is such an important music festival here in Kingston that happens, when the weather's starting to get nice and stuff now. So can you tell us a little bit about Homegrown Live Musical Productions and the festival and what it is that you folks do?
For sure. So Homegrown Live is run by a nonprofit called Homegrown Live Music Productions, and we exist almost solely to produce Homegrown Live Music Festival. and this is going to be our 15th anniversary, so we're really excited about that. We're excited to be back to our full format. Obviously, we had to scale back for the last 3 years. But Homegrown Live is really just a celebration of local music. We've run almost the exact same event since the very beginning. It really hasn't changed very much. Mm-hmm. And it actually started as a fundraising idea for Joe's Mill.
Right.
So sort of identified that Joe's Mill was in need of some funding. And, as it's a musical instrument lending library, we thought the best way to raise some money was to get as many musicians together as possible. So we use this format, which has been done a few times before in Kingston over the years. And we do more or less the same thing where there's, several different venues throughout the downtown area. Each venue has a genre or a theme. And we invite as many musicians to apply as possible. And we try our darndest to fit them all in. So we typically have, like, the numbers fluctuate over the years, but this year we're going to have 115 acts performing all in one day in 15 venues.
Yeah, definitely. That sounds amazing. And I know, with COVID, obviously that was really tough at first. And then last year you kind of did like a little bit of a scaled back version. I attended some shows and it was really fun. It was my first Homegrown. Really looking forward to the one this year. But how has the festival grown since it, kind of started 15 years ago to what it is right now?
That's a good question. And it's a funny one because we haven't really grown that much. I guess the real answer there is that we just don't want to. Like it works.
Yeah.
So we made a few tweaks. Like we really haven't changed hardly anything since the first year.
Yeah.
So,
no, that's good.
That's because it's simple and it works, and everybody is a volunteer. We've got a good system down that is not hugely taxing on time. There's certainly lots of time that gets put in, but I think the only thing that's just really changed year over year is the venues. Obviously,
right?
Venues come and go, some venues that used to participate no longer do, and some that previously didn't are now part of it. So that's really kind of the biggest fluctuation, I think.
Yeah, definitely. That sounds great. Thank you. Can you tell us about some of the acts that will be performing?
Well, not all of them.
Yeah, there's a few too many. Otherwise, this show would be way too long. But maybe some that, you'd like to feature, give us a little bit of variety for people, I guess.
Well, we've got, I don't think I'm going to call it anybody specifically, but, we really encourage people to apply regardless of how long they've been playing music. So, we are not a finely curated festival. We really do try to accept everybody. And this year we had 135 applications, I think, and we were able to take like 115 of them. So, it's not like those 20 that didn't make it were, there was no reason that they didn't make it other than we just didn't have enough space. You know what I mean?
So, right, yeah.
So we've got, there's lots of familiar names that are playing, and there are lots of brand new names that are playing. And, you know, I've seen musicians that have played with us for 10 or 15 years, and, you know, their first set at Homegrown wasn't very good. But, you know, you could tell that they were really enjoying it, and you know, like they brought out some fans, and, you know, there was a spark there. And then the next year they got a little better and a little better, and then, you know, after a few years they're playing the pub circuit with all the rest of us. So you know, we don't do, like, we don't do a lot of headliners, versus, you know, like things, most festivals you start with the unknown bands in the early afternoon, and you get to the big bands at the end of the day. And we don't really do that. We try to have a nice balance and give everybody a chance to play, you know, whether it's early afternoon or late evening.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks so much. It sounds really cool. And yeah, there's so many amazing local acts and so many for people to check out. And I like the concept of, like, you know, having different venues kind of have different themes, like, you know, like a more folky, rootsy venue. And you kind of get to, like, you know, see some familiar favorites in the Kingston community, but also learn about a lot of different artists that exist, and you can find a new favorite for sure. And so Homegrown Live, like you said, the festival is to raise money for Joe's Mill, which is Joe's music instrument lending library, and that organization supplies musical instruments to people that they can lend out. But why is that important to Homegrown, and what's sort of like the benefit to, you know, contributing to Joe's Mill, which makes music instrument learning and stuff like that accessible?
Joe's Mill is important to me personally for a lot of reasons. Joe Chitlin was a friend of mine, and you know, his when he passed away, it was a real blow to the Kingston music scene, in a lot of ways. And, you know, this library is a tribute to him, so it's always great to go in there and to, you know, to see his basses are hanging on the walls and his pictures and that kind of stuff. So you know, that, like, there's that element, you know, for, you know, lots of people that are, you know, my age and older, definitely would have seen him playing around town. He played with like 20 different bands. So but it's not only that, it's the, I think this is the first musical instrument library in the world, or it might have been pretty close to the first.
Wow, yeah.
And you know, I've been sort of following them from the beginning. I was on the board for a while, and, you know, I've borrowed instruments from there. I've got a mandolin on the wall here beside me that I bought after I'd borrowed one from Joe's Mill for a month to see how I like playing it. You know, so and there are lots of musicians in Kingston that I know got started because of something like Joe's Mill, you know, where they maybe didn't have the means to just go out and buy an electric guitar and an amp, which, you know, even at a, you know, a very beginner level is a few a few hundred bucks, right? So you can try these things out for a little bit first. And there's a great example of a band that's no longer together, but they were all kind of punk and metal guys, and they went out to Joe's Mill and borrowed banjo and acoustic guitar and that kind of stuff, and they ended up playing like country and bluegrass music
Oh, that's
while
awesome.
still wearing, you know, like their studded leathers, all that kind of stuff. So you know, and they played Homegrown Live several times, and there's lots of examples like that around the city. So, you know, just to have access to that stuff, not only as an experienced musician, but, you know, for younger people and people that just want to try something out, whether or not they want to perform with it, or they just want to, you know, make some music at home. It's an incredible, and it's a unique resource, and they don't get funded by the public library system, or have any government funding. So you know, they've called this the event that pays the rent. So, and you know, everybody on the board is a musician or has a strong affiliation with the music scene. So, you know, we all know firsthand, I think, how important that resource is.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks so much for sharing that with us. It's definitely such a great organization that, allows people to, you know, either you know, develop their skills in something they already are passionate about, find a new hobby, a new passion and stuff, and just making it super accessible to people for sure. And you've talked so much about the festival, so if people are interested and they want to get tickets or get the wristband, how can people do so? How can people join in Homegrown Live?
For sure. So our website has all the details, homegrownlive.ca, including the full schedule, which, you know, it's in flux a lot, as these sorts of things are with that many acts on board. So it's updated on a daily basis. And then wristbands are $10, and that wristband gets you into every venue. So I think we start as early as noon in a couple of places, and then we're going to run until 2 a.m. in a couple of places. So awesome. You can spend 14 hours watching live music in Kingston for only $10.
Yeah, that sounds like a perfect day.
I think so.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you so much, Chris, for joining me on CFRC to talk about the Homegrown Live Music Festival. Again, folks, you can get your wristband at any of the participating venues. Thank you so much again, Chris. And I hope that Homegrown goes very well.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we really appreciate your support.